们读新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in the New Testament.
新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in the New Testament.
第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就是照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
First one, finally then, brethren, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus,that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you may excel still more.
你们原晓得我们凭主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
For you know what commandments we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁、尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in lustful passion,like the Gentiles who do not know God.
不要一个人在这世上月份欺负他的弟兄，因为这一类的事主必报应，正如我预先对你们说过，有切切嘱咐你们的。
And that no man transgress and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you.
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification.
所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。
Consequently, he who rejects this is not rejecting men, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you.
论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another.
你们向马其顿全地的众弟兄固然是这样行，但我劝弟兄们要更加勉励。
For indeed you do practice it toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more.
又要立志做安静人，办自己的事，亲手做工，正如我们从前所嘱咐你们的。
But we urge you, brethren, to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and to attend to your own business and to work with your hands.Just as we commanded you.
叫你们可以向外人行事端正，自己也就没有什么缺乏了。
So that you may behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need.
论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
For we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve.As do the rest who have no hope.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus.
我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord.
所以你们当用这些话彼此劝勉。
Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
每一次我们在饼杯面前，我们知道你快来的日子近。
Every time before the bread and the cup, we know that your day, the day of your coming is quicker.
我们求主借着圣灵来指教我们。
We entreat the Lord to teach us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们在地上怎样来预备好了，等候你的再来。
So that we will be prepared to wait for your coming.
主，我们把我们自己都带到你自己的面前。
Lord, we bring ourselves into your presence.
愿我们的心，我们的灵向着主都是敞开的。
May we open our heart and our spirit to the Lord.
让主向我们说话的时候，我们有耳的都能够听见。
So that when the Lord speaks to us, we who have ears will hear.
主啊，越过我们人所有的软弱。
Lord, surpass all the weaknesses of men.
你做成你自己的工，在我们的中间。
You will work your wonderful work in us, in our midst.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to you for your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们今天所处的这个世代是一个弯曲悖谬的世代。
The world we live in is a perverse and crooked generation.
如果我们的心常常能够停留在主的面前，
If our heart would dwell in front of the Lord constantly,
我们发现这个世代乃是朝着远离神急速下滑的一个世代。
We notice that this generation is far apart, going, leaving the Lord faster and faster.
这是一个犯罪的世代。
This is a generation that sins.
是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
This is an evil and adulterous generation.
当我们的主还在地上行走的时候，就这样的告诉我们。
When the Lord was still walking on this earth, he told us in this manner.
弟兄姊妹，我们不属乎这个世界。
Brothers and sisters, we do not belong to this world.
我们乃是属乎主的一般人。
We belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，不仅你看见这个世代是这样的黑暗。
You see that not only was this generation dark,
甚至就是神的儿女中间好像也出现那个幕后那些可怕的情形。
Even among the children of God, some darkness would be manifested.
你发现有的时候神的儿女甚至会专顾自己。
You see that even among children of God, they are only focusing on themselves.
贪爱钱财。
And they have greed over money.
无亲情，不结怨。
And they have no endearment toward their family, and they have bitterness toward one another.
自高自大。
And they exalt themselves.
爱厌乐不爱神。
And they love entertainment, and they do not love God.
有金钱的外貌，却没有金钱的能力。
They have the appearance of piousness, but they don't have the ability to be pious.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们所处的这个时代是个黑暗的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a dark generation today.
好像这个黑暗已深。
This is darkness.
但感谢主，我们里面是有盼望的。
However, we thank the Lord that we have hope within.
因为黑暗已深，白昼将近。
Because when the darkness is about to depart, then bright light will come.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有盼望的一辈人。
Brothers and sisters, we have hope.
因为主耶稣必亲自从天降临。
Because the Lord Jesus will come from the heavens.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个神儿女的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, this is the hope that every child of God would bear.
我们的盼望不在这个世界里面。
We do not hope in this world.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界是与神为仇为敌的。
Brothers and sisters, this world is hostile toward God.
弟兄姊妹，有一天这个世界要完全的过去。
One day, brothers and sisters, this world will pass away.
世界和其上的一切都要过去。
This world and everything in it will pass away.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是有盼望的一班人。
Brothers and sisters, today we have hope.
虽然这个时代是这样的黑暗。
Even though this generation is dark.
感谢我们今天是光明之子。
However, we thank the Lord. We are sons of light.
因为我们在伯饼聚会里面，弟兄姊妹说我们是在光明的里面。
During table meeting, we say that we are, we live in the light.
因为主今天成了我们生命的光。
Because today the Lord has become the light of our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等的感谢赞美我们的神。
Lord, how we bless our God.
所以我们今天每一个神儿女都是一个等候主再来的人。
Therefore, every single child of God is someone who is waiting for the coming of the Lord.
现在就有一个非常非常这个重要的问题。
Now we have this critical question.
我们怎样等候主的再来呢？
How do we wait for the coming of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过你怎样等候主的再来呢？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever considered how you're waiting for the coming of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣灵将他的话帮我们打开。
Brothers and sisters, we need the Holy Spirit to open His word for us.
我们需要主来教导我们。
We need the Lord to teach us.
让主来告诉我们，我们应该怎样等候主的再来。
So that the Lord will teach us Himself how to wait for be prepared for His coming.
今天有些神儿女，他们非常的爱主。
Today there are some children of God who love the Lord very much.
但他们没有从主的话里得着了那个启示。
However, they did not receive revelation from the word of God.
他们照着自己的办法来等候主的再来。
So they used their own means to wait for the coming of the Lord.
他们有的时候好像就把一切的责任就好像就推到一边去了。
So they shove away all the responsibilities.
好像也把许多的那个本分都放在一边。
And they put aside all their duties.
好像要找一个安静没有人的地方，那个等候主的再来。
So they found a very quiet place.Where there's nobody else, and they're waiting for the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不照着主所告诉我们的来等候他的再来
，Brothers and sisters, if we do not wait for the Lord's coming in accordance with His word,
不仅我们没有办法预备好了等候迎接他的再来
，Not only will we not be prepared to wait for His coming,
我们很可能让主的见证在我们身上受极大的亏损。
More likely than not, the testimony of the Lord will fall short greatly in us.
所以我们在读。帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，我们觉得这卷书实在太宝贵了。
Therefore, when we're reading First Thessalonians, we feel that this book is so precious.
圣灵就借着这卷书告诉我们说，到底我们这些属神的儿女，应该怎样在地上等候主的再来。
The Holy Spirit is teaching children of God how to be prepared for His coming.
所以在第一章里面，我们跟大家交通过，我们乃是。就是在生活里面来等候主的再来。
Therefore, in chapter one, we fellowship about how we need to wait for His coming in our daily lives.
我们过一个信心、爱心和盼望的生活。
We live in a life of faith and love and hope.
而且，进一步的第二章告诉我们，我们需要在侍奉当中来等候他的再来。
Furthermore, in chapter two, we learn to wait for His coming in His service.
不仅我们不是好像不过生活，好像什么都不做，反而是殷勤的在那里侍奉。
Not only do we not cast our lives aside, we serve the Lord diligently.
到了第三章，给我们看见说，要在患难中等候主的再来。
In chapter three, we learn that we have to wait for His coming in affliction.
因为凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
Because he who has determined to lead a pious life, he will surely be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，主没有把我们从这个世界里拿出去。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord did not take us away from this world.
我们在世界里却不属乎这个世界。
We are in this world, but we're not of it.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们愿意站在主这一边。
Brothers and sisters, we're willing to stand by the side of the Lord.
你看见许许多多的那个环境要临到我们身上。
You will notice that many different circumstances would befall us.
以免是仇敌在那里来动摇我们的信心。
On the one hand, the enemy is shaking our faith.
他盼望说，借着一点点的苦难，就让我们向着主的信心和爱心就被动摇了。
The enemy wants to shake our love and faith to the Lord through little afflictions.
另外一面是我们神的智慧。
On the other hand, it is the wisdom of God.
正如诗篇里特别说，人的愤怒成全你的荣美。
In the Psalms, it says that the wrath of man accomplish his perfection.
反正你就发现真的太神太智慧了。
Well, you can see it's infinite wisdom.
哎呀，你就看见说。好像是这神这个允许这些的患难临到我们身上。
You see that it is as if God allows for all this affliction to befall us.
但你发现我们的度量被扩大。
However, you see that we are expanded.
弟兄姊妹，从前我们好像走属灵道路，走得越走越窄。
Previously, we would walk this path of the spiritual path, and it's narrower and narrower.
但你发现经过这些的患难以后，我们脚下的路宽广了。
However, after all this affliction, the path under our feet has broadened.
我们人被扩大了。
We have been expanded.
我们里面那个爱心，那个这个是充足起来了，是这个多而又多，是这个叫做增长充足，在第三章。
And therefore, the love that is before us is abounding in.We were increasing and abounding in love for one another.
而且我们心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指责。
And we were also, he also established our hearts unblameable in holiness before our God.
这是神借着圣灵奇妙的带领。
This is the wondrous leading through the Holy Spirit by God.
神借万事都互相效力，叫我们这些神的儿女来得益处。
All things work for good for the children of God, for those who love God.
圣灵不仅在环境中这样奇妙的带领。
The Holy Spirit doesn't just lead us in through circumstances in this manner.
你发现到了第四章。
You notice that in chapter 4.
圣灵今天在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他在我们里面来预备我们。
He is in us to prepare us.
让我们今天学习在圣灵里面来等候主的再来。
So that we will be prepared to wait for his coming.Through the Holy Spirit.
你说这个你是怎么这么你怎么能够这样讲呢
？So you ask me, how can you say in this manner?
我们知道这个第四章啊，你大概其一读过以后，你有感觉，至少可以大略分成三个段落。
You notice that after you've read chapter four, you can have the sense that you can separate them into three big paragraphs.
第一节到第八节这是一段。
Verse 1 to verse 8 is the first paragraph.
这里面特别讲到过圣洁的生活。
It particularly mentions sanctification.
然后呢，他就后面到第八节说到。
And at the end of verse 8, it says.
那弃绝的不是弃绝人。
Consequently, he who rejects this is not rejecting men.
乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。
But is rejecting the God who gives you his Holy Spirit.
这一段至少跟这个圣灵有关系的。
At least this paragraph has some ties to the Holy Spirit.
那么第二段呢，我们知道是从第九节到第十二节。
The second paragraph consists of verse 9 to verse 12.
这里面讲到弟兄们彼此相爱。
Here it talks about loving one another.
你说这个怎么跟圣灵怎么有关系呢
？So you say, what is the tie between this and the Holy Spirit?
我们今天早晨弟兄选的那段经文，我想正好在这里。我们看见好像是一样的一样。
But this also relates back to the passage that our brother picked this morning.
这里面他说哈，说论到弟兄们相爱，不用人写信给你们，因为你们自己蒙了神的教训，叫你们彼此相爱。
Verse 9 it says, Now as to the love about the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God.To love one another.
如果早晨你记得那段经文的话，那里说，你们个人不需要人教导你。
If you remember the passage from this morning, it talks about how you don't need anyone else to teach you.
有神的圣灵，恩高的教训在凡事上来指教你们。
It is the Holy Spirit, His anointing teaches you about all things.
哎，我们发现好像这里面好像跟圣灵也有关系。
So we see that there's some ties back to the Holy Spirit in this passage.
那么最后一段就比较难一点。
Finally, it is more difficult to see the connection.
第十三节到十八节
which is in verse 13 to verse 18.
这里面讲到 我们复活的盼望讲到我们背提。
Here it talks about the hope of being resurrected and being raptured.
到主耶稣再来的时候。
When the Lord comes again.
哎呀，死了的圣徒都要复活。
All who has died will rise again.
而且要被提到空中。
And they will be caught up in the clouds.
啊，在云中啊，在那空中与主相遇。
And will be caught up into the clouds and to meet the Lord in the air.
我们要和主永远同在。
And we shall always be with the Lord. Verse 17.
这实在是我们的安慰。
This is truly our comfort.
我们今天用什么话来彼此安慰呢？
What else do we use words to use to comfort one another?
我们看见这话实在是能安慰我们的心呢。
We see that these words indeed comfort our hearts.
那这里面怎么这个跟我们这个感觉连在一起呢？
How would this passage bring us the same sense?
在第十五节。
In verse
15. 他说我们现在照着主的话告诉你们一件事。
Verse 15, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你发现帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹他们读了。
You notice that the brothers in Thessalonica have read the words of the Lord.
但是他们没有圣灵的帮助，没有完全的准确的领会主的话。
However, though they've read his words, without the help of the Holy Spirit, they have not accurately received from the Lord.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，我们需要圣灵把他的话帮我们解开。
Brothers and sisters, how we need the Holy Spirit to open up his word for us.
不光是帮我们解释。
Not only do we need interpretation.
我们更是准确地明白主的话到底是怎么说的。
We have to accurately understand how God says his words.
如果是这样的话。
If it is so.
我想可能至少我们可以从这个简单的角度。
From the simple perspective.
早晨和弟兄姊妹一起交通这个题目。
This morning we can share this topic with brothers and sisters.
就是我们要学习在圣灵中等候主的再来。
Which is we need to learn to wait for the coming of the Lord in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，也许你读这一章你有许多其他方面的领受。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you have other revelations when you read this passage.
我想对你对我们一定都有帮助的。
And I think that all this revelation would be helpful to us.
因着时间的缘故，我想早晨我只从这一个非常一个窄的一个简单的角度来交通。
Because of the constraint of time this morning, I'm only going to share on this narrow topic.
我们读到第一段的时候。
When we read the first paragraph.
使徒保罗在这里面他说到一件事让我们感到很稀奇。
There's one thing that the Apostle Paul mentioned that we marvel about.
他说我求你。
He said that in verse 1, we request you.
我不明白为什么他求他们。
I don't understand why the Apostle Paul is requesting them.
他们是使徒保罗，是神借着使徒保罗蒙恩的。
They have been blessed in the Lord through the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗在他的话语里面，在他的信息当中给他们很多的帮助。
The Apostle Paul has given them much help in his messages.
那么他怎么会求他们？
Why would the Apostle Paul request them?
这个好像那个英文叫 Darby 的翻译还不是 request， 他用那个 beg 是那个祈求。
In the Darby translation, the word is beg.
哎，我说他怎么能够去这么求他们呢
？So why would the Apostle Paul beg these people?
你就发现在后面他讲到说，神的旨意到底是什么？
Because later on it talks about the will of God, what it really is.
神的旨意让我们成为圣洁。
It is the will of God for us to be sanctified.
他说要用圣洁和尊贵守住你们的身体。
Because in verse 4 he says that you need to know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor.
你们刚才听了英文，你们知道那一个用圣洁和尊贵保守你们的器皿。
You need to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor.
在使徒保罗的感觉里。
In the Apostle Paul's senses.
每一个蒙恩得救之人。
Every single child that has been saved by grace.
是神用重价所买赎回来的器皿。
each one of them is a vessel that has been purchased by a heavy price by God.
是神要得着的器皿。
It is a vessel. Each one of us is a vessel that God wants to gain.
都是非常圣洁尊贵的器皿。
It is a vessel of sanctification and honor.
在使徒保罗的感觉里面，每一个蒙恩得救的身上，你是何等的宝贵呢？
In the Apostle Paul's view, every single one of these vessels is so precious.
你们不能够失去这样圣洁尊贵的这样的一种的地位。
You cannot lose your position of sanctification and honor.
弟兄姊妹，你知道主来的时候要得到什么？
Do you know what the Lord wants to gain when He comes again?
主来的时候所要得着的器皿是圣洁的器皿。
When the Lord comes again, He wants to gain vessels of sanctification.
不是沾染污秽的。
It is not a vessel of impurity.
神呼召我们成为圣洁。
The Lord calls us to be sanctified.
神召我们不是让我们沾染污秽。
The Lord did not call us into impurity.
使徒保罗非常明白这件事。
The Apostle Paul knows this topic very well.
他这里一直在讲到这件事。
He keeps harping on this topic.
他知道什么叫圣洁。
He knows what it is to be sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，基督是我们的圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is our sanctification.
是我们在创立世界以前就把我们分别出来了。
Before the creation of the world, the Lord has set us apart.
他在母腹里就把我们分别出来了。
He has set us apart even in our mother's womb.
而且他把他圣洁的生命赐给了我们。
And He also gave us a sanctified life.
弟兄姊妹，我们是属乎主的一辈人呢。
Brothers and sisters, we belong to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，只有出乎神的才能归给神。
It is only of God that can be rendered to God.
还必须归给神。
And it ought to be rendered to God.
该撒的物归给该撒，神的物就归给神。
Things that belong to Caesar would be rendered to Caesar. Things that belong to God would be rendered to God.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫圣洁？
Brothers and sisters, what is sanctification?
圣洁头一个意思就分别出来了。
The first meaning of sanctification is to be set apart.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人已经从世界、从这个血气、肉体、罪恶里完全分别出来了。
We have been set apart from flesh and blood and the world.
不仅是分别出来。
Not only are we set apart.
而且我们是属乎神的。
We have been rendered to God.
我们是要让神来使用的器皿。
We are vessels that can be used by God.
我们要把自己完全奉献给神。
We need to totally sacrifice our entire vessel to God.
因为神的生命在我们里面。
Because God's life is in us.
所以我们是属乎神的。
Therefore, we belong to God.
所以我们要归给神。
Therefore, we need to be rendered to God.
所以圣洁的意思，一个是分别出来。
So the first meaning for sanctification is to be set apart.
第二个意思就是归给神。
The second meaning is to be rendered to God.
第三个意思就是像神。
The third meaning of sanctification is to be like God.
因为只有神是圣洁的。
Only God is holy.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣洁用在我们主身上，用在神的身上，那是完全绝对的。
When the holiness is applied to God and to the Lord, it is an absolute term.
这就为什么主何等恨恶偶像呢？
Therefore, that's why God abhors idols.
只有他是独一的真神。
Because He's the only one true God.
只有他是真神，他是活神，他是永远的王。
Because He's the only one true living God and forever King.
弟兄姊妹，圣洁用在我们身上。
However, when sanctification is applied to us,
三个意思。
There are three meanings.
分别出来。
We're set apart.
归给神了。
We're rendered to God.
当神的圣洁生命从我们身上显明出来
，and the holiness of God would be manifested through us，
这是神的旨意
，this is the will of God，
这是神召我们的目的
，this is the purpose by which He called us，
这是主耶稣再来的时候所得着的器皿
，this is the vessel that the Lord will want to gain when He comes back again。
使徒保罗认识神的旨意。
The Apostle Paul knows the will of God.
这是主的命令。
He said that this is the commandment of God.
你们知道主的命令是什么？
You know the commandment of God.
我们要成为圣洁，远避淫行。
We need to be sanctified and abstain from sexual immorality.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗他里面看到这些得救的神儿女，觉得多么宝贵啊！
The Apostle Paul sees that all these brothers who have been saved by grace, they're so precious in the Lord.
他们不仅是盛装神怜悯的器皿。
Not only are they vessels of mercy.
他们是盛装神圣洁荣耀的器皿。
They also contain the sanctification of God.
所以他说你们要用圣洁和尊贵保守你们这个器皿。
Therefore, in verse 4, he says that you need to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor.
因为这个时代是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Because this is an evil and adulterous generation.
没有把我们从世界里拿出去。
The Lord did not take us away from the world.
我们今天行走在这一个黑暗的世界里面。
Today we walk in this dark world.
他这里说我求求你们。
Therefore, he is begging them.
你们要小心呐。
Take heed.
不要以为说患难不能摇动你们，你们就没事了。
Don't think that because affliction has not shaken you, then you are fine.
你发现提撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹在患难中完全站住了。
You see that the brothers in Thessalonica stand firm in affliction.
无论有多大的逼迫。
Regardless of how bad the persecution is.
无论仇敌有多么的凶猛。
Regardless of how fierce the enemy is.
无论环境有多少的艰难。
Regardless of all the affliction and difficulties in the environment.
他们献出信心和爱心的见证。
They have manifested the testimony of faith and love.
他们站在主这一边。
They stand on the side of the Lord.
他们成为许许多多神儿女的信心的榜样。
They have become examples for many children of God.
但是使徒保罗说，你们要小心。
However, the Apostle Paul says, take heed.
仇敌的诡计。
This is the evil scheme of the enemy.
他不仅常常用患难来摇动我们神儿女的信心。
Not only would the enemy use affliction to shake the faith of the children of God,
如果他不能够摇动我们的信心,
if the enemy cannot shake our faith,
他就用罪, 用世界来败坏神的儿女。
The enemy will use sin and the world to corrupt the children of God.
让我们这些圣洁尊贵的器皿被玷污了。
So that we who are vessels in sanctification and honor, we are defiled.
让我们没有办法让神的旨意在我们身上彰显出来。
So that the will of God cannot be manifested through us.
当主耶稣来的时候，好像得不着那么他应该得到的圣洁尊贵的器皿。
So that when the Lord returns, he cannot receive these vessels in sanctification and honor.
使徒保罗说：“求你。”
So therefore, the Apostle Paul is begging them.
哦，要认识仇敌的诡计。
That you need to know the evil schemes of the enemy.
这一个神的仇敌，他从开始教会建立的时候，一直到现在，他的诡计一直是这样的。
So this is the evil scheme of the enemy of God from the beginning of the world.
你看见当教会刚开始建立的时候，仇敌就借着这些犹太人来逼迫神的教会。
You notice that when the church was first established, the enemy would use all these schemes to persecute the children of God.
但是使徒约翰他们，使徒保那个彼得约翰他们站在主这一边。
However, the apostles Paul and Peter stood by the side of the Lord.
他们不看人的脸色。
They did not look at men's intentions.
哦，他们说信这个顺服神，不顺服人是应当的。
They say that it is surely right to obey God and not men.
他们刚强壮胆，为主做见证。
They strengthened themselves and they bore the testimony of God.
你们钉在十字架上，这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
The Lord whom you have crucified on the cross, He has established Him King and Christ.
你到了第五个。
However, to verse chapter 5. Oh, Acts chapter 5.
好像他们没有办法借着这些逼迫摇动他们的信心。
It is as if the enemy could not shake their faith through these afflictions.
他们就借着罪。带进教会的里面。
So therefore, the enemy brought sin into the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天所面临的是一场何等严肃的属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, we are facing a very solemn spiritual warfare today.
我们要晓得仇敌的诡计。
We need to know the evil scheme of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要知道神的旨意是什么。
Today we need to know what the will of God is.
仇敌专门与神的旨意为仇为敌的。
The enemy particularly opposes the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的旨意是让我们成为圣洁。
The will of God is for us to be sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎样能够用圣洁和尊贵保守我们这个器皿呢？
Brothers and sisters, how do we possess our own vessel in sanctification and honor?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么保守？
How do we possess our vessel?
你不上班吗？
Do you quit your job?
我从这世界里出去好了。
So you just leave the world.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个世界无论你走到哪里，它都充满了污秽和败坏。
No matter where you go in this world, it's full of corruption and evil.
啊，这里告诉我们说，不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
So here it tells us in verse 5, not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
这里面给我们一个线索。
Here it gives us a tip.
这里说要认识神。
Here it says you need to know God.
弟兄姊妹，不认识神的人就放纵自己的邪情私欲。
People who do not know God will let their lustful passion go rampant.
认识神。
However, if you know God,
弟兄姊妹，我们就知道怎样用圣洁和公义保守我们的心。
But if you know God, you would know how to possess your own vessel in sanctification and honor.
这里我们就看见圣灵要把我们的主启示给我们。
Here we'll see that the Holy Spirit will reveal our Lord to us.
弟兄姊妹，只要我们里面有愿意的心。
Brothers and sisters, as long as we have a willing heart.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人越是认识神，
you notice that the more you know God,
越是远离罪。
The more you abstain from sin.
离神和罪的距离是非常远的。
Because the distance between God and sin is far.
神和罪的距离有多远呢？
How far is the distance from God and sin?
东与西有多远？我使你们的罪离你们也有多远？
As far as the east is from the west, I will cause the sin to be as far as away from you.
弟兄姊妹，你想保守自己这个圣洁尊贵的器皿不被罪恶玷污吗？
Do you want your vessel to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor and not be defiled by sin?
弟兄姊妹，这让我们来认识神。
Therefore, we need to know God.
圣灵要把主他自己的圣洁、他的尊贵启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit will reveal the sanctification and honor of Christ to us.
所以我们才可以用圣洁和尊贵来保守我们。
Therefore, we can use sanctification and honor to possess our own vessel.
我觉得主的话真的太宝贵了。
I truly see how precious the words of the Lord are.
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个人他亲近神的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as you draw near to God.
我不知道你有没有在你生活中遇到有些人他们是亲近。
Have you run into people who really draw near to God?
你知道他们对于像这种污秽的罪，他们离得非常的远。
They are far away from evil sin.
他们连给个机会都不给的。
They won't even let the sin have any opportunity.
弟兄姊妹，这是这般认识神的人他们生活中蒙保守的秘诀。
This is the secret by which these people who are blessed by God.
不是消极的。
It's not reactive.
不是好像整天这个好像这个如走在这个薄薄的冰上一样，好像恐惧战惊一样。
It is not like you're trembling on thin ice.
一方面我们需要有这样的感觉。
On one hand, we need to have that sense.
实在说来，这个保守不是个消极。
But truly speaking, being kept by God is not reactive.
这个保守是积极的。
It is proactive.
你就发现什么时候。人在他的灵里面认识了。
You know that any time man knows the Lord in his spirit,
人立刻就要弃绝罪。
Then live will cast away sin.
就要让罪离开他。
So that sin will depart away from him.
我们记得彼得有一次，他听主耶稣讲道。
One time Peter was listening to the sermon of the Lord.
他可能头天晚上上班上的太久了，真的是可能也没听进去。
Maybe he has done some overtime the night before, so he didn't hear the Lord clearly.
主要借着他的船呢，讲道的。
The Lord needed to use his boat to preach.
老大不高兴。
And Peter was not very happy.
这个夫子就会讲道啊。
This teacher only knows how to preach.
主从来不亏欠人的。
But the Lord would never really shortchange anyone.
借了东西一定还的。
If the Lord borrows anything from you, He will surely return to you.
他借了你两个钟头船的时间，他还给你两船的鱼的。
If He borrows 2 hours from your shipping boat, He will return 2 boatfuls of fish.
弟兄姊妹，都是我们跟主的那抠的算的那么紧的，我们的主非常大方的。
We are the one who's nickeling and diming the Lord. He, on the other hand, is very generous.
你知道那个时候主让他去撒网的时候，他心里想你这个夫子就讲道就好了。
And when Peter was told by the Lord to cast his net, Peter was thinking, you only know how to preach.
你怎么知道鱼在哪里啊？
How do you know where the fish was?
专家在这里啊。
I'm the expert.
我是打鱼的专家啊。
I am the fishing expert.
怎么听你一个讲道的人往左边还往右边？
How would I need to listen to the preacher to know where to cast my net?
我们知道当那两船鱼上来的。
When the 2 boatfuls of fish were caught,
彼得里面蒙圣灵的，
within Peter, he was enlightened by the Holy Spirit. He realized that this Lord Jesus, this teacher whom he thought was only good in preaching, he knew all. He can see through all men. He can see through all circumstances. All things are within his control. When Peter has this revelation within him,
他跟主说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。And
we see that Peter had this revelation. He said to the Lord, "Depart from me, I'm a sinner."
弟兄姊妹，主他把他自己启示给我。Brothers
and sisters, the Lord has revealed Himself to us.
让我们脱离外面的行为的罪。So
that we can abstain from sin of the outer appearance.
更让我们脱离那个隐而未现的罪。
Also, we need to abstain from hidden sins.
而且让我们看见，我们不仅有罪的行为，让我们更加认识我们是个罪人。
Not only are we aware of the deeds of sin, we're also aware of the sinful nature.
而且你知道，圣灵要把主的宝贵启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit will also reveal to us the preciousness of the Lord.
我曾经遇到过这样的弟兄姊妹。
I've encountered such brothers and sisters.
他说这个保罗讲话呀，太绝对。They
say that Paul's words are too absolute.
万事都看成粪土。You
count all things as lost.
哎呀，我们中华民族这么多的宝贵的遗产。We
have all these inheritance in the Chinese culture.
世界名著。We
have all these great novels in the world.
粪土。
And they're like a dross?
太过了吧!
It is too much.
他说我不认为是粪土。
I do not consider those as rubbish.
我觉得还是蛮得帮助的。I have
gained much from those books.
那个时候，他刚刚信主的时候，他说这些东西不能丢掉的。When
this person was first saved, he said that I cannot toss those things.
他说看的时候真的是一下子就能够得到很多很多。
He would resort to those things, and he would gain much from those things.
过了不多久。But
very shortly thereafter,
他说见,
he made this testimony.
说奇怪。Strangely,
怎么那个味道没有了？Everything has lost its flavor.
怎么一下子看不进去了？I
can't read those novels anymore.
他开始明白什么叫做粪土。Now
he starts to realize what is rubbish.
从前所宝贵的。
What he previously treasured
现在成了粪土,
now has become rubbish.
弟兄姊妹，那些东西没有改变。
Brothers and sisters, those things have not changed.
他们还是世界名著。
It is still the famous world, famous novels.
还吸引很多的人。
Those novels still attract many people.
但是在他的眼中,
however, in his eyes,
因为基督的宝贵启示在他里面。
Because the preciousness of the Lord has been revealed in him.
他没有遵守任何的律法，也没有这个假装什么都没有。
He did not follow any particular law, nor he pretend to do anything special.
弟兄姊妹，不仅仅罪从我们身上脱落下去。
So not only would sin be falling away from us,
就是这个世界从我们身上一层一层的脱下去。
And the world also be peeled layer by layer.
你知道很多时候我们觉得，你说有些的东西，我们觉得是很干净的。
There are some things that we would consider clean.
你要看那些什么碟呀、什么电影，你说那里有污秽的东西，那我看的是球赛，很干净的。So
if you're watching DVD and this and those things, those are dirty. But I'm watching the game, a sports game.
弟兄姊妹，你知道有的弟兄姊妹在那里看的时候，他想说，如果主今天来怎么办？
So some saints, when they're watching a sports game, they'll say, what if the Lord comes back today?
我不是在圣灵里面等候主的再来，我是在球赛中等候主的再来。I
am not waiting for the Lord in the Holy Spirit. I'm waiting for the Lord in the sports game.
弟兄姊妹，只有圣灵把主的宝贵启示。Only
the Holy Spirit could reveal the preciousness of the Lord in us.
不仅罪恶从我们身上脱落下来。
Not only would sin be falling away from us,
这些世俗的东西从我们身上一个一个脱下去,
all these worldliness would fall away from us one by one,
而且偶像要从我们生命中完全的脱落下去,
and all idols will totally fall away from us.
什么叫偶像呢?
What is an idol?
当然有人在那里 跪拜那些的偶像，当然是那是偶像。
Of course, they're physical idols that people bow down to.
圣灵要给我们看。
But however, the Holy Spirit will also show us.
凡是我们里面觉得说，让我们可以得到满足的那些人事物都是。
But the Holy Spirit will reveal to us that anything, people, or event that is in us that we can gain satisfaction from, all of that is idol.
一切在基督以外。使我们里面觉得满足的那些人事物，在神的眼中都是偶像。
Anything outside of Christ, any person, thing, or event that can give us satisfaction outside of Christ, that is all idol.
因为神的旨意是让我们成为圣洁。
Because the will of God is for us to be sanctified.
他盼望让我们以基督为我们唯一的满足。
And God hopes for us to have Christ as our only satisfaction.
单单以我们的主为乐。
And we only rejoice in our Lord.
不是说一边以主为乐，一面以世界为乐。
It is not that we rejoice in the Lord and then we rejoice in the world.
圣经上明明告诉我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
The Bible clearly tells us that we cannot serve two masters.
不是爱这个恶这个，就是恨那个这个轻看那个。
You can't just say, you have to like one and not like the other.
弟兄姊妹，主的圣灵把基督启示给我们的时候，越过越深地把我们分别出来。
When the Holy Spirit reveals the Lord in us, more and more He will set us apart.
你发现我们真的在圣灵里面就保守这个圣洁和尊贵的这个器皿。
So therefore, more and more we will be able to possess our own vessel and sanctification and honor.
弟兄姊妹，不仅如此。
Not only so, brothers and sisters.
我们知道很多时候我们脱不下去。
A lot of times we cannot depart from these things.
这里就告诉你会管教。
Here it says that the Lord will discipline.
弟兄姊妹，多少的东西在我们生命中死死地抓住我们。
So many things has grasped us in our lives.
我们不肯脱离。
And that we don't want to depart.
我们觉得太宝贵了。
Because we view them as important.
我们觉得这个东西如果失去了，我们就失去了满足。
We feel that if we lose this thing, we will lose our satisfaction.
神要在我们身上做管教的。
Therefore, God will do His disciplining work in us.
因为这些东西真的是牢牢地抓住了我们。
Because these things has totally got hold of us.
神的旨意是让我们成为圣洁啊，弟兄姊妹。
The will of God is for us to be sanctified.
所以神的管教是让我们与他的圣洁有份。
Therefore, His discipline leads us into the divine nature.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
本来是神的东西。
Things that belongs to God.
你是不是归耶和华为圣？
Do you consecrate it to the Lord?
主日是归耶和华为圣。
The Lord's Day is consecrated to Him.
主日。
This is the Lord's Day.
钉子们不是守律法。
We're not obeying the law.
这是我们生命的源头。
This is the source of our life.
我们一切都是从主开始的。
Everything that we have starts with the Lord. And so this day has been consecrated to our Lord. If it is already been consecrated,
弟兄姊妹，你怎么还有的时候，甚至在我们，在我们好像有了事情发生的，我们说这天可以把它用到别的事情上去了。
So therefore, when something happens, then we can say we can use this particular day for something else.
我们有个弟兄。
We have a brother.
他这个度假的时间很少。
He has very few vacation days.
他那个职位可能做得比较低一点。
He may have a lower position.
他要能够请个假出去啊，不容易啊。
It is very difficult for him to take leave.
主日绝不走。
So he would, but he would never take a flight on the Lord's Day.
我觉得这个人是分别为圣。
I notice that this person has been consecrated to the Lord.
他把主日尊为圣。
And he considered the Lord's Day holy.
这是主的日子。
This is the Lord's Day.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有把神的物归给神呢？
Brothers and sisters, have we given God to the things that belong to God?
而且我们归给神的时候，我们是不是献上的都是我们自己有的时候都不想要的东西呢？
When we render things to God, do we offer Him the things we ourselves don't even want?
亚伯拉罕献儿子，他不是随便提着一个儿子上去的，不是的。
When Abraham offered his son, he didn't just grab any son to offer to God.
哎，这个以利以谢的孩子，你跟着来来来来，
Maybe you, Ishmael, whatever, just go up. Ishmael, you go get
sacrificed.
You know that our Lord is holy. The God says, the Son whom you love. The one whom you yourself born in your old age.
弟兄姊妹，我们这次夏令会主真的是呼召我们的。
Brothers and sisters, in the summer conference, the Lord truly has called us.
你今天上耶和华的山，你登雅各神的殿，是等到什么时候呢？
How long are you going to wait till you go to the mountain of Zion into the temple of God?
你知道了什么时候我们才以灵和真实来敬拜神呢？
How long are you going to wait until you worship the Lord in spirit and in truth?
主的话告诉我们是现在。
The word of the Lord says it's now.
把你年轻的性命献给耶和。
Give the Lord God your youthful life.
是不是你打算说等到有一天这个生命已经世界都不要了？
Are you going to wait till when your life is even abandoned by the world?
这个世界说你太老了，你走吧，你走吧。
And the world says you're too old.
你现在这个价值已经，我们已经把你榨干了。
And the world says that your value has been discounted.
你说感谢主，现在我这个释放了。
Then you say I'm liberated, Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是尊耶和华为圣。
Brothers and sisters.Is this to honor God as in consecration to Him? Is this leading a life of sanctification?
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，圣灵要在这些事上来指教我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit will teach us about these things.
绝不是人能够教导我们的。
It is not that man can teach us anything.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，若不是圣灵在这里来光照、在启示在我们里面，我们总觉着说我们还有很多的年日。
If the Holy Spirit were not to be enlightening us and showing us the truth, we still feel that we have a lot of time. Render to the Lord God your youthful life. This is sanctification. This will be loved by God. And this is your reasonable service of worship.
弟兄姊妹，这是用圣洁和尊贵保守我们这个器皿。
This is how we possess our vessel in sanctification and honor.
是不是这样？我们等到主来的时候，我们真的预备好了迎接他的到
来。Are we truly prepared to wait for his coming?
第二段。
In the second paragraph.
这里讲到弟兄们相爱。
Here it talks about loving one another.
这个我们都不是很生疏的题目。
This is not a topic that is foreign to us.
这里告诉我们，恩膏在我们里面，就这样的教导我们怎样的进入弟兄们相爱的实际。
Here there's the anointing in us, therefore it leads us into the reality of loving one another.
他告诉我们说，要立志做安静的。
Here it talks about in verse 11 to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
我觉得很稀奇。
I marvel at this.
做安静人跟弟兄们彼此相爱，这好像没什么关系。
What is leading a quiet life and loving one another to do with one another?
这有什么关系呢？
What is the interconnection?
弟兄姊妹，你发现一个安静的人。
Brothers and sisters, you notice that somebody who is quiet
是可以实际的活在爱里的。
Is someone who can live in love in reality.
是神可以借着他把恩典带给别人的人。
He is someone who can bring the grace of God to others.
是可以把能力带给别人的人。
He can also bring out power to other people.
是可以把生命带给别人的人。
He can also bring out life to other people.
我们的主在地上行走的时候，他就是一个安静的人。
When our Lord was walking on this earth, he was a quiet person.
你有没有发现？
Did you not discover?
你发现我们的主在那行走的时候
，When our Lord was walking，
哎呀，很多人，上万人拥挤他。
The multitude was pressing in on him。
哎呀，真的是一场混乱呐！哎呀，主耶稣在这里，我们跟呐，都过上跟呐。
It was a great commotion. The Lord Jesus was here. We're all going to follow him。
哎呀，每个人都盼望跟他近一点，所以挤来挤去嘛。
Everybody wants to get closer to him, and so they're pressing in on him。
你就看见那个场面多么的混乱。
You can see this great commotion.
但是我们主里面非常的安静。
However, inside himself, our Lord was very quiet.
就是一个非常软弱的手，就碰了他一下那个衣裳的穗子。 上就知道了。
And therefore, a very weak hand reached out to touch the corner of his robe, and he immediately knew.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在相爱里，不是这个需要 oriented， 就不是只是满足需要而已。
Today,
不是 need oriented。
Today we live in this world.
In the love.
In love, we're not
need oriented. 不是根据需要。
But it's not need oriented.
是要知道那一个轻轻的触摸在哪里。
We need to perceive this light touch.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的能力立刻就出去了。
You see that the power of God immediately go for it.
一个安静的人，神是可以用他把他的能力彰显出去的。
God can use a very quiet person.To manifest his power.
哦，旁边这些人，他们真的是一直在拥挤，一直在，但是在他们身上一点能力都没有。
The multitude was present in him, and there was no power found in them.
你就抓住他们，你也不会好的。
Even if you grab hold of them, you would not be healed.
但是这里有个安静的。
However, there's a quiet person here.
那个瘦弱的手稍微碰一下。
So you just lightly touch him.
他立刻知道那是神的需要。
He immediately knows this is the need of God.
他立刻看见神的能力从他身上彰显出去。
He immediately perceived that the power of God has been manifested in him.
你知道主继续往前走的时候，到了这个雅鲁家里边，你就看那里更热闹了。圣经上说那里有人大声的哀哭。
The Lord proceeded, and then you can see that there's a loud wailing.
而且有圣经上特别用个词，中国人圣经叫乱嚷啊。
And therefore, there's this word in the Bible. There's a commotion.
A commotion, 我也不知道是什么意思。反正就人都乱嚷，乱喊呢。
So there's a noisy disorder.
哎呀，很多人乱喊呢。
So all these people had a
noisy
disorder. They were all trying to help.
他们都是盼望能够安慰雅鲁这个家的。
They were all trying to comfort Jairus.
但是那个死亡就在这里面压住了这个家。
However, death was oppressing this family.
一个安静的人进来。
Then a quiet person showed up.
把这些乱嚷的都关在外面。
And he shut out all this commotion.
你发现生命出来了。
Therefore, life.Has gone
through. 生命出来了，就吞灭了死亡。
And life has come out to swallow up death.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们处的这个时代是充满死亡的时代。
Brothers and sisters, and this world is full of death.
我们周围有多少的死亡
？There's death all around.
甚至我们的家里充满了死亡。
Even there's death in our own family.
在我们的工作岗位，有时充满了死亡。
In our jobs, sometimes it's full of death.
甚至在现在教会里，有的时候也充满了死亡。
Even in a church, sometimes it's full of death.
弟兄姊妹，你要学习彼此相爱吗
？Brothers and sisters, you want to learn how to love one another?
不是乱嚷。
You don't have to create a commotion.
不是大声的哀哭。
You don't have to have a loud wail.
立志做安静。
You just determined to be a quiet person.
你们得救在乎归回安息。
In quietness and trust,
you is your strength. 你们得力在乎平静安稳。
In repentance and rest, you shall be saved.
一个安静，让这一个相爱的实际可以临到神的儿女。
A quiet person will bring out the reality of life, the children of God.
让神的医治临到人。
So that the healing of God can
be upon men. 让神的能力可以临到人。
So that the power of God can come upon them.
让生命可以彰显出来。
And therefore life can be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，今天无论是在我们生活还是侍奉里，我觉得最重要的让生命从我们身上彰显出来。
In all our service and daily lives, the most important thing is for life to be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有生命，哪里就有光。
Brothers and sisters, wherever there's life, there's light.
哪里有生命，哪里就有主的见证。
Wherever there's life, there's the testimony of the Lord.
不要怕死亡。
Do not be afraid of death.
不要大声的哀哭。
Do not have a loud wail.
不要乱嚷。
Do not create a commotion.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候环境临到的时候，我们就乱了。
A lot of times we are in a daze when the certain circumstances show up.
我们盼望能够弟兄相爱。
We hope to love one another.
但是神的能力，神的生命却显不出来。
However, the life and the power of God cannot be manifested.
立志做安静。
Be determined to be a quiet person.
一个人怎么能安静下来？
How can you quiet yourself down?
神的灵是叫人安静。
God's spirit would quiet us down.
为什么我们要活在圣灵里面？
Why do we need to abide in the Holy Spirit?
不活在圣灵里，我们这个人安静不下来。
If we do not live in the Holy Spirit, we ourselves cannot quiet ourselves down.
我们常常摸到的那个需要，不是真正的需要。
Sometimes we sense a need, but that's not the true need.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵使人安静。
Brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit quiets us down.
他说，办自己的事。
Here in verse 12 it says, verse 11 it says, attend to your own business.
弟兄姊妹，一个活在圣灵里的。
Brothers and sisters, a person who lives in the Holy Spirit.
我想用这个北京的一个表述，就是他眼中有活的。
In Beijing colloquialism, that means that he can perceive work.
哎呀，在一个活在圣灵里的一个人的眼中啊，他很多需要都看见了。
If someone is abiding in the Holy Spirit, he can perceive a lot of need.
一个活在律法里的人眼睛是瞎的。
Somebody who lives in the law, his eyes are blind.
你要发现，等到有一天我们成了律法师了，我们就什么都看不见了。
One day when we become lawyers, we can't see anything.
这个律法师就问主耶稣说：“我的灵舍在哪里呢？”
So the scribes asked the Lord Jesus, "Where is the spirit?"
弟兄姊妹，这里说弟兄彼此相爱，是不是？
Here it says, love one another.
我的弟兄在哪里呢？
But where is my brother?
今天这个服侍表没排我。
Today I'm not listed on the service schedule.
我看每个人都这么欢喜快乐。
And everybody is glad and rejoicing.
我没什么事好做的。
There's nothing for me to do.
弟兄姊妹，律法师就整天问说我的邻舍在哪里呢？
So the scribe would ask, where is my neighbor?
怎么没人排我服侍呢？
Why is there nobody putting me on the service schedule?
你们这么属灵的一个人，你们怎么不排我服侍呢？
I'm so spiritual. Why wouldn't you list me on the service schedule?
弟兄姊妹，活在圣灵里。
Brothers and sisters, abide in the Holy Spirit.
你就发现你邻舍太多了。
Then you see you have too many neighbors.
你就发现说你真的要祷告主，到底是先爱哪一个邻舍呀？
Then you would pray to the Lord, which neighbor should I love first?
教会的需要太大了。
Brothers and sisters, the need for the church is great.
如果我们不活在圣灵里面，我们老觉得说我们好像我们邻舍都看不见一样。
If we were not to dwell in the Holy Spirit, we cannot even see our neighbors.
弟兄姊妹，要活在圣灵里面。
We need to live in the Holy Spirit.
亲手做工。
And also in verse 11, we have to work with our hands.
一个彼此活在爱里。活在爱里的一个人
someone who lives in love
一定有劳苦
he surely toil
虽然他不一定感觉那个劳苦
maybe he won't sense the toil
我们有个诗歌说就是在劳苦中啊还荣主的甘甜多好啊
we have this hymn about mingling toil with peace and rest
哎呀太好了是不是但是呢一个活在弟兄相爱里的人他一定是劳苦的
A brother who lives in love will surely be toiling.
你就发现那个结果就非常的美。
Then you see the result is beautiful.
他说就在外人就在就可以向外人行事端正。
Therefore, in verse 12, you can behave properly toward outsiders.
我喜欢这英文的翻译，就是说你就发现我们在相爱的时候，让人感觉特合适、特舒服。
So, when we abide in love.We are all very comfortable with one another.
不会不及，也不会太过。
And we will not surpass it or fall short.
有的时候我们真的是相爱了。
Sometimes we truly love one another.
我们那个爱让我们感到很压力的。
But then our love is creating pressure.
排山倒海的爱都过来了。
This love that pours out like the ocean.
弟兄姊妹，那当然也是很好，但是你就发现那个不是在圣灵里面。
Of course, that's good, but it is not love in the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这里面说那一个在圣灵里面那一个爱的彼此相爱的那一个结果是让他觉得特别合适。
Here in verse 12, you see that if you live in love, then the result is very good.
自己也就没什么缺乏。
And then also in verse 12, you are not in any need.
你给人就必有给你。
If you give to people.It will be given to you.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道在我们的生活里，在我们自己生活里，你有没有觉得缺乏的时候
In our daily life, for instance, I don't know if you feel like you're in need.
可能今天在北美缺钱的还不是那么多了。也有，不是那么多就是。
In North America, there are few, but not very many of us are in need of money.
但是缺时间的最多。
But we're a lot of times in need of time.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果把时间给。
However, brothers and sisters, if we give up our time,
主说你给的，就必有给你。
And the Lord says, if you have given up, then others will be given to you.
这里讲得很清楚，自己也就没什么缺乏。
Here in verse 12, you are not in any need.
我发现有些弟兄们，他们工作忙到一个地步，自己的家都真的是有的时候都没有办法顾到了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes some brothers have such a heavy job, they can't even take care of their own family.
但是教会的祷告聚会，他们一定。
However, they will surely attend the prayer meeting of the church.
你就发现他们在时间上没有缺。
Therefore, you notice that they have no lacking in time.
他们有时间读圣经。
They have time to read the Bible.
他们有时间亲近神。
They have time to draw near to
the Lord. 他们有时间侍奉神。
They have time to serve God.
神在他们家里有时间的。
God has his time in this family.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你给出去的时候就要给你们的。
Brothers and sisters, when you give things up, there will be things given to you.
这是不是活在圣灵里面呢？
Isn't this living in the Holy Spirit?
弟兄姊妹，这样的那个刚才我们这个开始选的那个经文，就是这样的活在恩膏的教训里面，就等候主的再来。
Earlier in the passage of the table,
我想没时间念了，你就回去去看。
We talked about the anointing.
你就发现我们就等候主的再来。
And we're waiting for the coming of the Lord.
最后一段。
In the last paragraph.
这一段呢就很稀奇。
This paragraph is amazing.
这一段说到提撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹，他们这一个是相信主耶稣死而复活的。
The brothers in Thessalonica do believe that Jesus died and rose again.
他们我相信也知道复活的真理的。
They also know the truth about resurrection.
但是他们中间有忧愁。
However, among them there is grief.
我觉得忧愁没有错。
It is not wrong to be grieved.
我觉得如果有弟兄姊妹被主接去了，我们忧愁不是错。
I don't think it is wrong to grieve when the Lord has taken one of the brothers and sisters.
当有些弟兄姊妹他们觉得信心非常的大，他们觉得欢喜快乐，那么当然那有他们的见证，那很好。
Some brothers and sisters they still rejoice when other brothers and sisters are taken by the Lord, and that's their testimony, and that's good.
但是我们读圣经的时候，你就发现说，当神的见证人被接去的时候，真的是一个很大的损失。
However, you also read when you read the Bible, when the witnesses of God are being taken away from God, there's a great loss.
他们并不是没有信心。
It's not that other people lack faith.
我觉得约瑟有信心。
I believe that Joseph has faith.
约瑟是信心伟人中间的一个。
I think that Joseph is one of the greatest people who have faith.
但是当雅各被接去的时候。约瑟哭很久。
However, when Jacob was taken, Joseph cried for many days.
在埃及就哭了七十天。
He cried for 70 days just in Egypt.
到了下葬的时候又哭了七天。
And then when the body was buried, he cried for another 7 days.
整个迦南地都听见这一场极大的哀哭。
And the entire land of Canaan could hear this big wailing.
因为雅各在那个时候在神的手中是何等尊贵、圣洁的器皿。
Because Jacob at that time was a vessel in sanctification and honor in the view of God.
圣徒之死在神的眼中何其宝贵。
The death of the saint is precious in the eyes of God.
我觉得忧伤没有错。
So it is not wrong to be grieved.
但是错在哪里？
But what is wrong here?
是忧伤到一个地步，好像那些没有指望的人一样，这就错了。
But it is wrong to grieve to a point where it is as if you have no hope.
什么叫做像那些没有指望的人呢？
What is it like to have somebody who have no hope?
谁是没有指望的人呢？
Who are the people who have no hope in verse 13?
没有指望的人就是一直生活在死亡的恐惧之下的人。
People who have no hope constantly live in the fear of death.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样？
Isn't it so?
哎呀，一个没有指望的人，他的意思就是说，他一直活在死亡的恐惧之下。
Someone who has no hope constantly lives in the fear of death.
他们明明知道主耶稣死而复活了。
They clearly know that Jesus died and rose again.
但是他们对主的话、对圣经不够认识、不够准确。
However, they did not have an accurate understanding of the words in the
Bible. 他们以为说他们的盼望就是一直活着的时候，主耶稣就从天降临了。
They thought their hope was for the Lord to come back when they were still alive.
他们的盼望是主耶稣再来没有错。
It is true that their hope was for the Lord to come again.
但他们那个盼望好像有点偏差出去了。
However, their hope has a little deviated from the truth.
他们觉得说我们得活着看见主耶稣再来，这个才有盼望的。
They thought by having hope, they want to be alive when Jesus comes back again.
如果我还没等到主耶稣来，我就过世了，那我就没盼望了。
If I have not waited till the day the Lord comes back again and I die, then I have no hope.
所以你就发现他们对主的话认识的不准确。
Therefore, you notice that they do not have an accurate understanding of the Word of God.
所以你看，圣灵在这里就借着使徒保罗告诉他们，其实你就活着等到主再来，比那些已经在主里睡了的人呢，强不到哪里去啊。
Therefore, the Word of God says that you just wait and remain for the coming of the Lord. You will not precede those who have fallen asleep.
不要以为说我们活着的时候，主耶稣就来，就比那个已经在主里睡了的人，我们比他们盼望更大，不会的。
It is not that you have more hope when you are still alive and remain when the Lord comes versus those who have fallen asleep.
因为说这些等到主再来还活着人，断不能在那些已经睡了的人之间。
Because in verse 15 it says that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep.
而且你还缺一个经历。
And you also lack one experience.
就真的从死里复活。
Which is the experience that you arise from the dead.
当然在主里都是好的。
Of course, everything is
good in the Lord. 因为我们都一同被提到空中了。
Because we would all be raptured to the air.
我们都在空中与主相遇了。
We will all meet the Lord in the air.
其实仔细我们读的时候，你知道这里面，其实当我没有时间讲，实际上这里面使徒保罗暗含着，其实还有更大的盼望。
However, in here, I don't have time to dwell on it, but the Apostle Paul has a greater hope.
我们更大的盼望不是活着的时候就等着主降临，这还不是我们最大的盼望。
Our greater hope is not for the Lord to come when we're still alive.
最大的盼望是成为得胜者。
The biggest hope is to be the overcomer.
因为这里面被提的是被提到空中。
Because here, when they're lifted up in the air.
你这得胜者被提到哪里去？
Do you know where the overcomers are raptured to?
得胜者提到神宝。
The overcomers are raptured to the throne.
他们要和我们的主在荣耀里面从宝座降临到云端。
And they will descend from the throne of the Lord to the clouds.
弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀啊！
How glorious!
什么是得胜者？
Who are overcomers?
得胜者，他圣经告诉我们，弟兄胜过那恶者是靠着羔羊的血。
The Bible tells us that the brothers overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
借着自己所见证的道。
And through the testimony of the word.
虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的性命。
Even though they have to die, they do not consider their lives anything precious.
啊，这一般人，他们是脱去了死亡的恐惧的一般人。
These people have left the fear of death behind them.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我不晓得你读圣经的时候，你有没有问过自己。
I don't know, when you read the Bible, do you ask yourself this question?
如果你一年要读一遍圣经的话，
If you're going to read the Bible through once a year,
至少你要问自己四次。
At least you have to ask yourself four times.
四福音都讲到主果真复活。
All the four Gospels talk about the resurrection of the Lord.
你信吗？
Do you believe that?
你我还活在死亡的恐惧之下吗？
Do we still live under the fear of death?
我们需要圣灵把这位死而复活的基督启示在我们里面。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal the Christ who has died and rose again in us.
弟兄姊妹，只有我们胜过死亡的恐惧。
We have to overcome the fear of death.
我们在地上才能成为主自己的见证。
Then we can become the testimony of the Lord.
我们才敢迈出信心的脚步。
Then we can take the step of faith.
我们可以见证我们的神，他是死无变有，叫死人复活的神。
And we can testify that it is our God who gives life to the dead and calls into being that does not exist.
弟兄姊妹，何等需要活在圣灵里面呢？
How we need to dwell in the Holy Spirit.
字句不能救我们呢。
Words cannot save us.
圣灵里面主复活了。
the Bible clearly says he died and rose again.
为什么我们还活在死亡的恐惧之下呢？
How would we dare to still live in the fear of death?
弟兄姊妹，你发现这一章的圣经，我觉得太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, this passage is so precious.
我们实在是需要圣灵来帮助我们。
We truly need the help of the Holy Spirit.
好让我们真实地活在复活的盼望里面。
So that we can truly hope in the hope of resurrection.
过一个圣洁尊贵的生活。
That we can lead a life in sanctification and honor.
进入弟兄们彼此相爱的实际里。
We can enter into the reality of loving one another.
这样我们预备好了等候。
And in this manner, we are prepared to wait for the descending of the Lord.
愿主向我们来说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们今天蒙你选召的每一个儿女都有这样荣耀的盼望。
Every single child who has been chosen and called by you have this glorious hope.
我们谢谢你今天把圣灵宝会之赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter and the Counselor to us.
我们愿活在圣灵的里面。
We want to abide in the Holy Spirit.
让你的旨意一样一样的都成就在我们的身上。
So that one by one, the will of God can be accomplished in us.
让你自己的见证，让你自己的能力，你自己的生命，从我们这软弱的人身上彰显出来。
So that your testimony, your power, and your life can be manifested through people of weakness.
让我们常常这样来等候。
May we wait for you in this manner.
听我们的。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.